Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Tell Siri to dial the fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the fan, Absolute Cintron on a Saturday night. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. I got my man Alex behind the glass. What's good, brother?
What's good, Al? What's up?
You tell me, Yankee fan.
I'm fine. My soccer team won today.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you've heard, but breaking news. The Astros and the Red Sox, and now the Blue Jays as well, throw them in the mix, have filed for joint custody of the New York Yankees because they have three daddies now. Not one, not two, but three daddies. Just look at the record against those teams. It's embarrassing. You won the first game against the Red Sox this year and have lost eight straight against your hated rival. And yes, the rivalry is back. Thanks to the Red Sox stepping up. I mean, how many years of this home run or nothing nonsense from the Yankees? How often are we going to see somebody not know how many outs they are? Somebody running to the wrong base. This guy throws to the wrong base. That guy doesn't cover a base. This guy drops a pop fly. And then the same post-game copy and paste nonsense over and over and over again. For example, I watched the Aaron Judge press conference, post-game press conference. He's running out of things to say. It's the same vanilla, blah, boring, watching paint dry nonsense. We got to do better. We got to come out strong tomorrow. You know, we just got to focus. You know, we're a good team. We're a playoff team. It's right in front of us. The same stuff over and over and over and over again. It's like watching the Mets when a pitcher is pitching in the fourth inning. You know what's going to happen in the fourth inning. The Yankees were embarrassed at home today. Embarrassed at home today. Shout out to the Mets scraps, Paul Blackburn out there. Michael Kay, it was funny. He was right on cue. Came out and said, Paul Blackburn is pretty much, and I'm paraphrasing here, has done a great job eating innings. And right after that, the wheels fall off. Embarrassing. Now, I have some Aaron Boone news that I heard, and I'm going to share that later in the show. You can call in 888-808-1019. But this has been a problem from top to bottom with the Yankees organization. Top to bottom. And to Yankee fans, I have a question for you. If I told you 2026 would be a new era of Yankee baseball, Brian Cashman, see you later. Aaron Boone, see you later. You don't go on a deep playoff run. You don't win the World Series. But you get a new manager and a new GM and a new era of Yankee baseball. Are you in for that? Are you okay with that? Or do you want to continue to fight knowing that this team's just not good enough for this season to make any noise in the playoffs? Which one would you rather do? Now, how many times are we going to have these brain farts again over and over and over and over and over with the New York Yankees? How many? How many games? How many years? The same stuff over and over and over again. The one thing that Aaron Judge did say after the game today, we got to stop giving teams extra outs. We can't give extra outs. I mean, didn't we go through this last year? Didn't we go through this in the postseason? Weren't we told that these things were being worked on and would be corrected? And then they were corrected. Weren't we told all this? See, I'm afraid that this Yankee team has finally tuned their manager out. Finally tuned their manager out. That's my opinion. But this team right now, it's unwatchable. And I don't care how many games you won against bad teams. When it's time to play the good teams, forget great teams, because we all know what happens when the Yankees face a great team. They wet the bed. Good teams, they don't show up. I tell you, one guy who shows up versus mediocre teams, bad teams, good teams, great teams, Giancarlo Stanton. He gets a pass. That man has been awesome. I do feel for one person, and he's done it to himself, and that's the shortstop of this team, Anthony Volpe. I've defended him for a long time. I can no longer do it. I can't. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. Ground ball to short, tries to get Duran out at second. You have to be absolutely 100% sure that you're going to get the out there. Absolutely sure you're going to get the out there if you're going to do that. Not good. 17 errors on the season. Not good. By the way, the Mets just win back-to-back. Alonso and Vientos. 6-2 Mets, top of the seventh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Anthony Volpe is shot. Shot. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's not in the lineup tomorrow night versus Boston. Would not be shocked. I remember a time going to Yankee Red Sox games, because I went to a lot of those games back in the day, because the Mets stunk. So I went to Yankees Red Sox, the Mo Vaughn Red Sox days, those days. You were lucky if you heard any Let's Go Red Sox chat. Times have changed. Because I heard it loud and clear last night and today. Let's go Red Sox chants loudly on TV in your building at Yankee Stadium. That never used to happen. It's happening now. I remember when the Red Sox were killed for trading Rafael Devers. Oh, they're rebuilding. What are they doing? Even my Red Sox friends said the same thing. What is going on? Well, who's got the last laugh now? The Red Sox have taken off since trading Devers, and they are 5 games out of first place at the moment. Rafael Devers is in San Francisco, where nobody cares. So what do you do? What do the Yankees do? Because right now, watching this team, there's no fight in this team. The minute the Red Sox take the lead, it's done. There's no fight. None. They look defeated. They look defeated. New York baseball has stunk since June 13th. And when I get to the Mets later, they've been bad since the end of April. So this is not a Met fan, you know, trolling the Yankees. I'm speaking the truth about the Yankees. Watching this product versus Boston, if you can't get up for a series versus the Boston Red Sox, then what are we doing? What are we doing? You're at home. 4-game series. They come into your building and kick your ass for everyone to see. Not only kick your ass, embarrass you. Embarrass you. What do you do? What do you do? You get to finally get a great start from Max Fried, who's been terrible since July 1st. Terrible. You can't even win that game. So what now? What now, Yankee fans? You still believe in this team? Well, like I said in the beginning of the show, if I told you Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone were gone after the season and 2026 would be a new era of Yankee baseball, would you sacrifice this year, meaning you don't win the World Series, you don't make a deep run, nothing like that, and they both get canned, so you could have a new era of Yankee baseball? Now, there's no guarantee you win the World Series. Duh. But if I told you, Yankees, knocked out, blah, 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 you're not getting to the World Series, new era of Yankee baseball next year, would you sign up for that? Alex, you are a Yankee fan. Would you sign up for that?
Sign up for what?
A new era of Yankee baseball next season?
I mean, most people would like that.
Boone and Cashman, see you later?
Yeah. I mean, I've said it before. Oh, that's gone. I've said it before. When Cashman offered Boone that extension, that recent extension, I didn't blame Boone anymore because that's the front office's decision. But then the product on the field, it obviously comes from the front office.
It's terrible.
It comes from the front office, but it also comes down to Boone as well, because there are some decisions that are just like the constant changes in the lineups is too much, and the like too many excuses post game. Yeah, you're right. How he just says the same thing now.
It's copy and paste. I tune in to watch, and when you listen to Boone, you listen to Judge. It's like flatline. I would like for the captain of this team to get upset, to show some anger in the post game. He looked like he really wanted to today. But he had that smirk on his face, like, I just want this to be over with because I'm tired of answering his questions and saying the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
You know, he gives you something here and there. But, I mean, this is bad baseball. Was it false hope beating the Nationals, beating the Cardinals?
No.
Yeah.
I still was never on the train. Like, even from the beginning, it's weird because this team is probably the best team we've assembled under Boone, probably. And I remember I was with C-Mac before he went on his vacation, where he was like, I've defended, because he's a Boone defender, and he kept saying, you know, I've defended Boone because of lots of injuries, and he still was able to get 90 plus wins, and he's getting to ALCS and with weak rosters, not getting the right free agents or whatever. And then this time they were able to make the right trades at the trade deadline. They were able, in my opinion, I wasn't a fan of them, but a lot of people were. And getting certain free agents to go to Plan B after losing Juan Soto, and everyone was so excited about this team, and then you just, you know, this team is too good to be the record that they are and how they play.
Well, excuse me, I meant the Twins and the Cardinals and the Rays.
Yeah, those three.
They play coming up one game with the Red Sox, and then the Nationals, who took 2 out of 3 from the Mets, and then the White Sox, and then the stretch that I deem will make or break this Yankee season, and that is
the Blue Jays.
Three games with one of your daddies, the Astros. Three games with your other daddy, the Blue Jays. Then the Tigers.
Yeah.
And then the Red Sox. If the Yankees can... can hold on and stay in a wild card spot, they should be clear from that point on. They got the Twins, the Orioles, White Sox,
yeah, but then
and Orioles
like,
after that.
Yeah, but like even if you stay in that wild card spot, like what are they going to do in the postseason?
Well, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. To me, it's the same thing with the Mets. You got to be in it to win it. I take my chances getting in.
It's a weird one because once you hit the postseason, it feels like it's a clean slate. But with the Yankees, it doesn't feel like that.
No, because the Yankees versus the better teams don't show up.
Yeah.
Don't show up, except Giancarlo Stanton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.